I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport could soon offer nonstop flights to the second most populous country in the world, India. According to the Atlanta Business Chronicle, Delta is deciding between Atlanta and New York to begin nonstop service to Mumbai. The Atlanta-based carrier says running the service through Atlanta's airport would be a great investment for the entire Southeast network. More details are expected next year. Ambassador Andrew Young made his first public appearance since being released from the hospital yesterday. He preached the Sunday sermon at his home church in Atlanta. Young fell ill with a staph infection in Nashville back in May and then spent several days at Emory University Hospital. He then spent several more weeks resting at home. According to 11 Alive, during his sermon yesterday, Young spoke of the importance of strong trade relations, his hopes for the country, and Georgia's gubernatorial race. Chatham County plans to begin debris removal today following Friday afternoon's tornado on Oatland and White Marsh Islands. The National Weather Service says it snapped and uprooted more than 100 trees and damaged 50 homes. Savannah-Chatham County schools, meanwhile, continue to assess the damage to their buildings, with classes set to start on Thursday. A section of the roof at an elementary school was peeled away, and a middle and high school were also damaged. The district said in a statement that officials are determining the safest course of action for the school openings. Georgia blueberry farmers lost as much as 60% of their crop to an early spring freeze. This according to Renee Allen, a University of Georgia Cooperative Extension agent. Growers suffered a loss in 2017 as well. Just 4 years ago, Georgia was the number one producer of blueberries in the country, with 95 million pounds sent to market. According to the Albany Herald, this year's yield is expected to be in the neighborhood of 28 million pounds. And former Atlanta Braves star Chipper Jones is now in the Baseball Hall of Fame. GPB's Taylor Gant reports on yesterday's induction ceremony in Cooperstown.
For nearly two decades, Chipper Jones was a pillar for the Braves, walking up to the plate with Ozzy Osbourne's Crazy Train blaring in the background. During his induction speech, Jones thanked his parents, his teammates, and especially his former manager, Bobby Cox.
Bobby, next to my parents, you had the biggest influence on my career of anybody. Thank you for never hesitating to put the bat in my hands with the game on the line. And thank you for never hesitating to believe in me.
Led by Cox and Jones, Atlanta won the World Series in 1995, which is the city's last championship in a major sport. Jones, who retired in 2012, finished his playing career with 468 home runs and earned the National League MVP in 1999. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
Former UGA tennis standout John Isner won the BB&T Atlanta Open for the fifth time in 6 years Sunday, beating fellow American Ryan Harrison in the finals for the second year in a row. Isner joins Jimmy Connors, John McEnroe, Andre Agassi, and Pete Sampras as the only Americans to win an ATP Tour event five or more times. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.